It's been a little over 2 years since an oil pipeline running through a nature preserve in Coleraine Township ruptured, sending hundreds of gallons of oil cascading down a stream into a wetland and threatening to breach the Great Miami River. The cleanup is complete, but the restoration is just beginning. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. To be clear, there's still oil at Oak Glen Nature Preserve.
This is water that's coming out of the bedrock formation. You can see there's little stripes of black oil on the surface.
Is that the black that's around this rock back here too?
Yeah, and then there's brown sort of weathered oil adjacent to it.
I can smell it down here too. You can still smell that petroleum.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Usually you can if you catch the right wind.
Brett Henninger is Natural Resources Director with Great Parks of Hamilton County. Along with spokeswoman Jennifer Sivek, we're hiking along the creek to the pipeline breakpoint. On March 17, 2014, neighbors reported a diesel smell coming from the preserve. An underground line rubbing against shale had ruptured. Sunoco Pipeline estimates 450 barrels, or nearly 20,000 gallons of oil, were released. The company says roughly 19,000 were recovered. Henninger says Great Parks is coming to grips with the fact that there's going to be oil at the site for possibly a decade or longer.
How far do you chase the oil and how much damage do you do? Or do you come up with a plan that gets as much as you can, and then we sort of rely on natural processes and collection of that oil over time? You know, we don't want to go up on the hill and destroy 10 acres of forest to get all of that oil out of the rock. It just doesn't make sense to do that. That's not good for the ecology, long-term or short-term.
Rehabilitation is now turning to restoration. Work is set to begin in mid-July on a three-phase plan. Step one is returning the stream to its natural state. High-powered hoses used to flush the oil widen the stream, causing erosion and sediment loss. Invasive plants flourish along the stream, likely tracked in unknowingly by cleanup crews. Henninger points to a low grassy weed called Japanese stiltgrass.
And you can see it overwhelms the native plants. It just gets so thick, it crowds them out and competes for nutrients and water and soil and sunlight. That's one of our big concerns about long-term restoration, is making sure we get the invasives under control.
Phases two and three will include removing a dam built to contain the oil and roads built to reach and repair the break and clean the site. They'll also restore a prairie used for staging so rare lark sparrows that once called it home might return. Great Parks is working with the Ohio EPA and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Sunoco Pipeline is funding the cleanup and ongoing environmental monitoring, but it won't say how much it's spending. During our visit, two contractors were collecting water samples to check plankton concentrations. A scientist has laid stone tiles along the hillside to attract cave salamanders so he can count them. The company says it has an aggressive, ongoing integrity management plan for the pipeline that includes regular inspections and testing. The woods are quiet. Trees rustle in the wind, there's an occasional bird call, and we spot one frog. Mostly amphibians and crayfish are known to have died from the spill. Those that lived were captured and cleaned before being returned to the wild.
Right now we're standing right on where the pipeline broke. This is the right-of-way that has been here since the 50s. And you can see there's no evidence of the pipeline anymore. It's been fixed and it's been covered with rock. But you can see the difference in the stream.
Spokeswoman Jennifer Sivek remembers standing here that spring morning in 2014, watching crews rush to stop the thick black oil oozing down the creek.
I think it breaks my heart to see wildlife and habitat displaced, to know that something this beautiful had to endure this. But I'm confident with the team that we have, like Brett, and all the agencies that he's working with to make that happen. But for me, I don't think we have a lot of this in Hamilton County. So what we do have, we need to protect.
Great Parks is doubtful Oak Glen will reopen anytime this year, but there's hope for 2017, though monitoring will go on for many, many more years. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU. You'll find pictures of the oil spill and what the nature preserve looks like now on our website, wvxu.org.